Okay, we're on Mem Beis Omer Aleph, the middle of the Omer, Bo Mini Abaya. Bo Mini Abaya Mi Rabba. Omer Lechaveru, Onasta Upitiso Es Biti, Vehemarticho Bedin, Vinishayavta Limomo. What will be in the following case? Again, we're talking about now an Oshem Gzelos, right, where a person has to deny something, the chora, that if he would admit it, he'd be chayiv to pay. And he, what's it called, denies it, and then later takes a shvua that he to corroborate his denial, and then he admits. So he has to bring an Oshem Gzelos. So Shaila is like this. Boy minei abayi mi rabba. Ha'omer l'chaveiro onasto pitiso es biti v'hemadaticho bedin. A guy comes and he claims that you raped my daughter, and not only that, we already went to Beis Din, and you're chayev limama. So there's no chance anymore that the guy could, if he denies this, he's denying a monetary responsibility, a monetary debt. V'hu omer lo anasti v'lo pitisi v'lo hematatani b'din. The whole thing is a dream. Never happened, they never took me to Beis Din, nothing. So I'm potter from pain. V'lo nishchayavti l'chamama. V'nishban, he swore to that fact, v'holda, and afterwards he admitted. L'Rab Shimon mai. According to Rab Shimon, right, what would be? Kivan to omer b'din, mamal nahavai. Even according to Rab Shimon, right, since he was omer b'din, it's mama. And therefore he's chayiv and oshem gzelos, even though Rav Shimon says that normally when a person's toveya these things, he's toveya the knas, and knas is something that if you're molded to, you're potter. So therefore, what's it called, he didn't deny something that if he would have been admitted to, he would have to pay. So he's not denying something that caused the other guy a loss. But over here, he is denying him a loss, because it's already out of the realm of knas. It's already, the Beis Din was mechayiv him. So if he would have admitted, he would have had to pay. The fact that he denied it, he's denying a debt. O Dilma, afal gav d'omer b'din knas avi. The Maisa, its roots are knas, it started as a knas, and there's no oshem gzelos by knasos. Omer lei, mamon nahu mechayiv alei korban shvua. It's mistaber that you don't go after the roots, but you go after right now. Did he, what's it called? Was he kofer? Did he deny something that if he admitted he would have had to pay or not? Right now, what he denied was if he admitted something he'd have to pay. Therefore, he's chayiv. Even though the original thing was a knas, we don't say that since, what's it called? Since the original thing was a knas, there's no oshem gzelos by knasos, even what they generate later. It depends on the actual metzias. If you would have admitted you'd be potter, then Rav Shimon says that there is no Oshem Gzelos. If what you would have admitted now, you would have been chayiv, there is an Oshem Gzelos, even though the original thing was a knas. Rashi. Boy minei abayi mi rabba bar nachmeni de rabbi havi. Rabba, we're talking over here, Rabba bar nachmeni was the Rebbe of Abaya. That's why Abaya asked him the shayla, not the Kivan da Omed Bedin Kvar. He already, what's it called, he claims that this already went to court and they already made a psak and he was chayiv to pay him, he never paid him yet. The Ihavi Moldi lay come on having Mishalim. Even if the guy would be Molda now, he'd have to pay. Why? Shekvar Chivu Beis Din Rishon Alpiedim. The first Beis Din that this guy claims they went to was Mechayiv him Alpiedim. So there's no chance anymore of Molda Biknas as Potter, because it's no longer a knas. So now it's a chiyuv that Beis Din put on him because of Edom that had come before. Hashtem amona kafri v'chayiv. So it makes sense to say that right now he's denying a monetary debt. And therefore, even according to Rav Shimon, he has to pay. O Dilma, afal gav d'omer b'din, v'i moda havi m'chayiv, right? Afilu hachi, right? Even though, or maybe not, even though he's only b'din, and if right now he would admit he'd have to pay, afilu hachilo mechayev bikfiraso korban shvua. Hoel the ikro knas, since its roots were in knas, maybe what's it called, the Rav Shimon holds that knas is mufka from the whole din of Oshem Gzelos. Since originally a knas wouldn't be something that would be considered a denial of a debt, because if you would admit it, you wouldn't pay either. So maybe anything it generates is not in the parsha of Oshem Gzelos. v'lo chiba Torah korban shvua el al pikadon v'tzumas yad u'kiyotzei b'hen, which are pure mammon from the beginning. But the Torah wasn't a chayiv and oshim gzeilos on something that the basis of it was a knas. And Rabbah said to him, no, it's mustaber, it depends on the actual case. If right now you'd be mode, you'd be chayiv, then there's an oshim gzeilos. Eishtei, Reb Shimon Omer, Yochel ha'omer l'chaveiro anasto pitiso es biti, v'hu omer lo anasti, v'lo pitisi. Right? Well, Reb Shimon said the following. I might think that a person who says to his friend, you raped my daughter, and he says, not true. Right? Hey, mishorcho es avdi. There's a knas. Right? And Reb Shimon holds, like we said before, that the ikr, that the person's tovei, is the knas. Later the Gemara will discuss why that's the case, according to Reb Shimon. Why, if there's three things here, there's onus, there's the knas, and the boshes, and the pagam. Why do we assume that he's coming to get the knas and not the other two? The other two are mammon for sure. But in any case, that's for later. But Reb Shimon holds that person comes and says, you raped my daughter, and he claims he didn't. Or, your shor killed my evid, which is another knas, shloshim shekel. V'hu omer lo hemis, and he denies it. Osha omer lo avdo hi palta eshinai v'simisa eseni, or his evid claims to him, you knocked out my tooth or my eye. And therefore, I'm what's it called, there's a knas, and he goes free. And he claims that he never did it. V'hu omer lo ipalti v'lo lo simisi. And he says, I didn't do it. Not true. Right? You were in an accident. I didn't do it. And therefore, there's no knas, and you're still my evid. V'nishba, right? And he, what's it called, so he denied it, and he took a shvua to that effect. And then, v'holda, and then he admitted. It's a normal case of oshim zelos, but here, it's all a knas. And therefore, had he admitted to what the guy said, he also wouldn't have paid. Yochel yechayiv, I might think that he's chayiv in oshim gzeilos. Talmud lomer v'kicheish ba'amiso b'pikadon o b'tzumas yad o b'gezel o oshek eschad miso o motzo aveda v'kicheish ba v'nishba al-sheker. Ma ilu miyuchadim shem momon, afkol shem momon. Yotzu elu shem knas. So, two ways of learning this. One is that the only time you're chayiv in oshim gzeilos is where you're kofer mammon, something that if you admitted you would have to pay. But if you're kofer a knas, even if you admitted it, you wouldn't pay, because moda b'knas is pater. Therefore, knas isn't included. Or no, it's since these things are all mammon, so even a knas that conceivably, if you would have admitted, you would have had to pay, is also pater, because it's not in the, it's not similar to the things that the Torah mentions. Torah mentions divrei mammon. Doesn't mention any knas. So knas is completely out of the parasha. Or no, knas is not completely out of the parasha. It's what's it called, just if it'll be in a situation where if you be moldy, you'd be potter. Rashi, hipalta eshinai nomi knasahu sharim amolahu keechod min ha-chamorim. Right? A slave belongs to his master like an animal belongs to the master. And therefore, there's no reason why you should let him go free. But the Torah gave a knas that you're going to lose your money if you knock out his eye, you knock out his tooth, or one of the other 24 Rosh Eivorim. Okay. Well, it says, my love to Shomed Bedin, that this is including even a case where they were Omed Bedin, and even though now it's Kfiras Mammon, but it's Kfiras Mammon of the type of thing that originally was a knas, and therefore it's not included in what the Torah said, Oshem Zelos. Torah only included Oshim Zelos and things that are purely mammon, not knas. Gemara says, "Lo, b'shelo amad bedin." This Bryce is talking where it's not only bedin. Gemara says, "V'hamad the reisha b'shelo amad bedin seifa nami b'shelo amad bedin." L'chora the reisha is talking ba'amad bedin. Where do you see that? Diktani reisha, ein li eladvorim shemisham lemaleim asakeret. Right? I might think that you only pay have an Oshim Zelos where things that you pay the keret. Tashlume kefil, tashlume arba v'chamisha. Ha'onis v'hamathata. Umotzi shem ramenayin. Right? How do I know that these things are also included? Talmud lomar. Umoa moal riba. Torah says, umoa la moal. Extra thing. And it comes to include even these knossos. Okay. So Moses says, hechidami. How's it talking with the Rabbanan hold? This is the Rabbanan. That a knas, you're chayv and oshim zelos. Right? Idolo amid bedin. If you weren't Omer Badin, right, what kefil is there? the mice of the guy, what's it called, if he be moldes, potter from kefil. So there can't be a chiyuv. The chiyuv can only come if Bezdin was mechayiv him. So if it's talking in a case where Bezdin wasn't mechayiv him, and he denies it, everybody holds that there's no kfir over here. You didn't deny anything that you would have been chayiv to pay if you would admit it. Elapshita b'shamed b'din. So it's clear that the Reish is talking b'shamed b'din, and the Rabbanan hold that once you're omid b'din, and you would have admitted you'd be chayiv, that you're omid b'din, and you deny that you're ever omid b'din, so there's an Ashram Gzelos. Umid the Reish b'shamed b'din, seifa nami b'shamed b'din. Therefore it stands to reason, if the Reish is talking b'omid b'din, the seifa is parallel. Right, and the Mishnah is consistent. It's all talking about Omid Badin, and Rav Shimon's also talking about Omid Badin, and still he holds what's it called that you're a potter. Omer le yachil nel shnu yachol reisha b'shom badin v'sef shlom. First, of course, I could answer you that we find a lot of times the reisha talks in one case and sefer talks in a different case. So I could answer you that, right? The cooler Rav Shimon he, and the whole Mishnah is Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that if you weren't omid badin, there's no chiyuv ashram gzeilos. And if you were omid badin, then there is a chiyuv, what's it called, and Rav Shimon holds that, right, and the Seif is talking where Seif is v'shalo omid badin, and that's why there's no chiyuv. And the Reish is talking where is Omid Bedin, and that's why there is a Chiyuv, right? And the whole Mishnah is Rav Shimon. V'shinui d'chike lo mishaninin lach, right? However, that would be a dochek to say that the Reish is talking one way and the Sefer a different way. Dimkein omartli, right? You'll say to me, listen Reish Rav Shimon Omer, or listen Sefer div Rav Shimon. I'm going to tell you the whole thing is Rav Shimon. And the Reish is talking where Omad Badin, and the Sefer Lo Omad Badin, then the Mishnah should have said either Rav Shimon Omer on the whole Mishnah, or end the Mishnah with Divi Rav Shimon, and not just say Stam the first part and Rav Shimon the second part. It's Mashma that it's all talking about the same case, and it's Machlokas Rav Shimon and the Tanakam. Elakula B'Shomad Badin. The whole Mishnah is talking B'Shomad Badin. The Reish Rabbanan, the Sefer Rav Shimon. The Reish goes according to Rabbanan. And the Sefer goes according to Rav Shimon. Umodin lecholayin korban shvua to Rachmana patrim v'vichichesh. The chikamina momen have lo rishu lebonav. And I admit that enochinami. When it comes to korban shvua, right, to there the Torah was marbe. The Torah was potter him that it says v'vichichesh that he denies something that he would have been chayiv to pay, and therefore it's Mufka completely, according to Rav Shimon, the whole union of Knas. Because Knas starts out that if you would admit it, you wouldn't pay. So there is a special halacha, right? But over here, what's it called, by our case, there's no special halacha. And therefore, a Knas that you're, what's it called, chayiv to pay, is called mamo. Once you're omid badin, it's called mamo. Over there, it's totally in what kind of chiyuv is it. So even if you were omid badin, and you'd have to pay, since it came from a knas, the Torah excluded it from this parasha. But over here, the Torah didn't exclude it completely. It depends on the metzias. The metzias says, if you're omid bedin, it's mama, and it's mama. You can give it over to your children, and the heirs get it. Okay, Rashi. My la b'shomid bedin, b'beisdin echad. Right, he was omid bedin in one beisdin. Ubo edim, but also beisdin. And that beisdin edim came. The chivu beisdin alpiyim. This is what the guy claims. We were in a Beis Din. The Beis Din was mechayiv you to pay this knas. Okay? The Ach of Zetovo, Mashachivu Beis Din, and now Ruvain says to Shimon, you were in a Beis Din, they were mechayiv you this money, and you never paid me. V'chaz of a kofar, and Shimon says, not true. The whole thing's a fabrication. We never were in a Beis Din, no Beis Din was ever mechayiv me, I never did this. And he denies the whole thing. Now, had he admitted it, he would have paid. Because it's not a knas anymore. The basin was mechayiv in that. The Ketani Potter still says Potter. Why? Because, not like Rabba said, that it depends on the situation right now. Would you have to pay if you admitted? If yes, yes. What do you care that originally it was a knas that you would have admitted you wouldn't have to pay? Then the way it is now, you'd have to pay. Right? Not like, what's it called? Not like Rabba, right? This Brysa says, that if you're omid badin, you're still potter. Why? Because the original thing was a knas, and knas is not included in what's it called in shvuas edus in korban shvuah or nashim gzelus. Mara says b'shalom badin. No, it's talking where aloam badin. Vadayin lo idu edim. The male, if he would have admitted, he'd be potter. So therefore, what's it called? It's not a kfira. It's not a kfira of mammon, because if I would admit it, I also wouldn't have to pay. I have a homid the reisha milsayu the rabbanon the fligu alei the chiviu korban shvua. The reisha has to be talking by omid bedin, because even the rabbanon agree that if it would be a real knas and if you would admit you'd be potter, there's surely no ashem gzelus. There's no korban shvua, right? The chiviu korban shvua ari bishom bedin. Mechlal the sefer kolomer Reb Shimon to also the flugi alayo b'dechavos ayir. Then the sefer, which is Reb Shimon, mistam is arguing that even in such a case you don't pay. So it's not like Rabbah, according to Reb Shimon, that what's it called, that by knas you don't pay. You don't pay even on badin, not like Rabbah. Ainly she is chayiv keren v'chomish v'asham kfeila miika. If the ma'ir mi yemer the gun of the tavi kfeila. Right, the chora, what's it called? Where the guy, if he wasn't omid badin, where's their kefil? V'ol dilma moldi umifter. The guy can be mold and potter completely. So there's no kefil. Kefil's only if they were mechayiv him already. Ela pshita b'shamad badin. So it's clear that the sefer's talking b'amad badin. The resh is talking b'amad badin. V'hadik tani yatsu elu shehin knas l'kam enforesh lo sheikrin knas. Let the Mersin explain. It means that since they started, their roots are knas, that is mufka from the whole parasha. Even if right now, the way that you're toveya him, if he would have been molded, he would be chayiv. All this reisha, the kula Reb Shimon Omer, all this seifa. My shnodi ifsik, the tana Reb Shimon Omer, be mitzoy. She says, I could tell you that the reisha is talking one way, and the seifa is talking a different way, and the whole thing's Reb Shimon. But that would be a dochik teretz, because if you would tell me then, well, if that's the case, why didn't it start the Mishnah Reb Shimon Omer? Or end the Mishnah Divrei Reb Shimon? Why all of a sudden did it introduce Reb Shimon in the middle? It must be that it's a machlokas, and the case is the same case, not two different cases. However, I agree to you that when it comes to Korban Shvua, the Reb Shimon afagav the Omer Bedin lo mechayiv alei Korban Shvua. I agree. Korban Shvua is a special halacha. That the Torah only was mechayev you on things that are originally mammon, but things that were originally knas, even though at this moment you can't potter yourself anymore by admitting because you were omid bedin, Reb Shimon holds you still potter. But in our case, there's no special halachas. In our case, is it mammon or is it knas? If you're omid bedin, it's already mammon, and it already belongs to the father. If he died, it belongs to his yorshim. Why do I care that originally was a knas? You can't be morish a knas to your children. But that's if it is right now, when the guy died, it was still a knas. But if when he died, it was converted into mammon because of a psak din, then he could. And there's no special halacha that since it was originally a knas, you can't be morish it lebonecha. That's only by korban shvua. Lahorisha lebonav, misha omad badin, umeis, ad shelo hispik ligvos. Right? In a case where the guy died after Amida Bedin, before they collected. So in that kind of case, it's what's it called? It's called Mama. Harehu shel achera velo shelah. It belongs to the brothers, meaning the heirs of the father, and not to her.